14 down through 18, you see that the Apostle Paul is exhorting these Thessalonian Christians to do certain things. And when one is exhorted, that let us know that these things are important. He is exhorting, he's encouraging them. He encouraged them to warn the unruly, as he says. He encouraged them to comfort the feeble-minded. He exhorted or he encouraged them to support the weak, also to be patient toward all men. And as you would see then, he is continually encouraging or exhorting these Christians toward these particular things. And in verse 18 again, he says, "In everything, giving thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." God's will is that we be a thankful people. We talked about three things this morning, and I'll just name them briefly, and then we'll go on into the latter part or the last part of our lesson. We talked about the fact that we need to never forget the goodness of the Lord. The reason why many people are not thankful is because they forget how good God is. We also talked about many times people are overwhelmed by their troubles, by their problems in this life, and we need to not let our troubles overwhelm us, because when we become overwhelmed with our troubles, then it's going to be hard for us to be thankful. Because all that we can think about, if we're overwhelmed with it, is not, "Thank you, Lord, for blessing me, but Lord, why did you get me into, or why did you allow me to get into all of this?" So we need to not let our troubles overwhelm us. And lastly, we talked about this morning that we need to concentrate on what we do have rather than so much on what we do not have. That get a lot of people in trouble. Concentrating on what they don't have rather than concentrating on what they do have. And when, you know, we get into that frame of mind, then it's hard, seem like, for us to be appreciative of what we have, for wanting something else or expecting something else. Therefore, we're not thankful. We don't ever want to get into that frame of mind. Well, this evening, and this next one would be closely akin to concentrating on what you don't have rather than what you do have. This next one, then, that we need to strive to avoid as we learn to be thankful is to avoid the habit of murmuring and complaining. You know anybody, have you ever had experience with anybody that they walk around in life and they're just complaining and just murmuring? Well, that's nothing strange to people. God's people were just like that a long time ago. And if you're not careful, the devil will influence us to be the same type of people. The Israelites had that problem. They were a people that murmured and complained. And it's a strange thing about that, it's an interesting thing about that, is that they had been in Egyptian captivity. That is, their generations, their forefathers, and on up to their present generations. They had been in captivity over 400 years. And they had been crying out to God for deliverance. And guess what? God heard their cry. And in his own time, he blessed them with deliverance from their Egyptian captivity, from the Egyptian captors, I should say. But guess what? They got out there in the wilderness, and things were not as comfortable or as easy, perhaps, as they thought they would be. And what did they do? They began to murmur And they began to complain. They complained about the food that they had. You ever heard anybody complain about food? We ought to be thankful that we have food. But they complain about the food. They complain about the water. You would have thought that they would have had the mindset that if God brought us out of Egyptian bondage, that he's going to take care of us. We need to learn, as we talked this morning, we need to learn to be content with how God is choosing to bless us. They said things like this: our soul loatheth this light bread. That word loatheth means we hate it. I just can't stand it. I guess, Brother Stone, you might say that about green beans. I learned you don't like green beans. But my point is, again, is that they had been down there for 400 years. Now God has delivered them. Now all they can do is complain. And then when they get close to the land, Joshua, of course, who is leading them now, send these 12 men over into the land to spy out the land. And they come back and they bring 10 of them this evil report. Two of them said, we can do it. 10 of them basically said, we can't do it. They brought this evil report back. And you know what the Bible says in Numbers chapter 14, verses 1 through 3? It says this: and all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel did what? Murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt. Well, they prayed to get out of there. Now they're out of there. Now they are wishing that they had died there. Well, they sort of conflicted, sound like to me. But anyway, the Bible says, would to God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in the wilderness. And wherefore has the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? Well, again, I ask the question, if you wanted to get out of there, why do you want to go back? They were not content. They were murmuring and complaining. And when we are murmuring and complaining, it's impossible for us to be thankful. So we should never then develop this habit of murmuring and complaining. It was that type of spirit that derailed their faith in God. That's why, with all of this murmuring and complaining, that whole generation died in the wilderness, because they murmured and they complained. God says, every one of you that are over 20 years of age, you're going to die in this wilderness, because they murmured and complained. That will teach us a lesson tonight, that God is not pleased with our murmuring and complaining about how he blesses us. Remember when I talked about this morning, we sang the song, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Well, these children of this group, these children of Israel, God had blessed them to get out of Egypt, and now they're not satisfied. Well, maybe they didn't have that song back there, but the application is the same. We need to make sure that we are a people that however God chooses to bless us, let us never complain, but let us be thankful. Because again, as we've said so many times, that he doesn't have to bless us in any way. So let us never murmur and complain. We'll never be a thankful people when you're murmuring and complaining. Paul was in prison, but yet he could encourage Christians to be thankful and not complain. You know the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 20, he says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 14, he says, do all things without murmuring and disputing or complaining. Paul says, let us not be a people that murmur and a people that complain, but rather let us be a people that are thankful. Murmuring and complaining, then, is against the will of God. We need to always, and I know that we have heard this and we've said this many a times, that things could always be worse. So we need to be thankful that they're as well as they are. Let us not murmur and complain. Consider the song that you hear sung on many occasions. Brother Darrell sung it on one occasion here. I won't complain. I've had my what? Good days. And I had my what? Bad days. But then as it goes on, it says I won't complain. In other words, I'm going to be thankful for how God blesses me. So let us then not be a people that are complaining. Realize again that God knows how, and God knows when, and God knows what to bless us with. We have our wants, and we have our desires, but God knows what is best for us. And if he chooses to take us through the wilderness, then that's for a purpose. Again, Romans 8:28 comes into it. We know that all things will work together for good to them that love the Lord, and those that are called according to his purpose. So let us never then be a people that would murmur and complain. And you know, when we are murmuring and when we are complaining toward God for our blessings, we are basically saying to God, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing blessing me like this. Well, how smart can you think we could ever be to tell God he don't know what he's doing? We're not saying it in words, but in our actions and our attitudes, if we're murmuring and complaining, that's basically what we're saying. And Lord, you don't know what you're doing. You should be doing it this way. So let us then never murmur and complain. Another thing that is so needful in learning to be thankful is to never take what I would say the common things of life for granted. So many things in life we take for granted. The sun rises and the sun sets. The wind blows and the rain comes down. And sometimes we can take things like that for granted, that these things are just going to happen anyhow. Well, they may happen anyhow, but we should never take them for granted. We should always be thankful for the common things of life. Again, the food we eat, we're thankful for that. The air we breathe, do we really take under consideration that if it were not for that puff of air that we take in, that we wouldn't be around? We can only live so long without air. But we ought to be thanking God for the air. We ought to be thanking God for the water. We ought to be thanking God that we're able to even flip a switch on the wall and the lights would come on. And talking about that, and I know that's a material blessing, but God has blessed us through the knowledge of mankind to come a long way, that we have all kinds of things now that makes life so much easier than what it were many, many years ago. And so many times we'll take those things for granted. Switches have not always been on the wall. Y'all would remember the kerosene lamp. Y'all would remember those things. How we used to have to study by the lamplight. Y'all would remember those days when there were no ceiling fans that you could turn on. There were no air conditioners that you could turn on. Y'all will remember those days when there were cracks in the walls and in the floors and looked like you couldn't put enough wood in the heater or in the fireplace to keep the place warm. But now things have been made so much better. Those are material blessings, and we ought to be thankful for those. So never take the common things for granted. Always realize that God is the one that blesses us with those common things. You see, it's easy to let the ordinary blessings of life become unappreciated and forgotten. Just being able to sit down, just being able to put one foot in front of the other is a thing to be thankful for. As the older people used to pray, and even some of the younger in my generation would pray sometimes, that I thank you for having the right exercise of my limbs. Maybe young folks don't know what that means. But that simply means that we are able to put one foot in front of the other. We're able to dress ourselves. We're able to do these mundane tasks that we can just pick up things and sit down and think. All of those are blessings from the Lord. And if you don't think that they are blessings from the Lord, and if you don't appreciate them now, just get incapacitated so that you can't do that. You know what the song says, you don't miss your water until your well run dry. You realize then that that was something to be thankful for, because again, God didn't have to bless us in that way. So don't let the common things of life then become things that we take for granted in this life. Be always thankful for the common things of life. And then the last one tonight I want to share with us. As we go back to that scripture again in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. He says, in everything, be thankful. That's not a suggestion. That's a command. So we need to realize again that God has commanded us to be thankful. Not only does he desire our thanks, but he commands our thanks. So then, thanks then, thanksgiving becomes a salvation issue. That's why I said this morning, as we related Matthew 7 and verse 21, as it relates to 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. That's the will of God for us to be thankful. And since it takes doing the will of God to enter heaven, that means being thankful is a salvation issue. It's not just a common discussion, but it's a salvation issue. It means the difference between going to heaven and going to hell. So then we need to realize that it is a command of God. And since I'm sure, I believe all of us want to go to heaven, we need to strive to learn to be a thankful people, knowing that it will keep us out of heaven. Being thankful also helps us to realize how much we depend on God. We are all dependent on God. You know what Jesus said, who was God? But of course, he was in the flesh when he said this. But since he is God, he said in John 15 and verse 5, he says, without me, you can do what? Nothing. We depend on God for everything. So since we depend on God for everything, why shouldn't we thank him for everything? That's why Paul says, in all things, be thankful. Because we depend on God for everything. Acts 17 and verse 28, Paul said to those people on Mars Hill, He says, in him we live and we move and we have our very being. Our very existence depends upon God. So then, we need to realize that we are dependent upon God and that God commands us to be thankful. Therefore, we should always be a thankful people. We should never, ever forget the giver of our blessings. God is the giver of our blessings, and we should never, ever forget God. I asked the question tonight, are we more interested in the blessing than we are in the one who blesses us? A good illustration would be like this. You know when your child was little, or maybe when we were little, when dad and mom would go to town, and what would we say to them when they come back? Mama or daddy, what did you bring me? We're interested in what they brought us. Sometimes, when you put that in the vein of our relationship to God, man can be more interested in what God blesses us with than they are truly in God. In other words, if they were truly interested in God, these things that I've talked about, like complaining and murmuring, when God doesn't bless us the way we would like to be blessed or the way we desire to be blessed, we would still love him and still thank him. But we'll just like that little child. God, what did you bless me with? What did you bring me? What did you give me? Be more interested in God than we are in what he blesses us with. Because when we are more interested in him than what he blesses us with, then we can truly sing the song, any way you bless me, I'll be satisfied. Learning to be thankful. Having the right attitude without thanks. Let it never be said that Jesus would say about us, like he said about the nine, weren't there 10 that were cleansed? Where are the 9? I don't know what all the 9 were thinking about as they went on their way. I don't know whether they thought that they deserved that blessing. I don't know whether they quickly forgot about their blessing. I don't know whether they had murmured so long over their condition until they couldn't really appreciate their blessing. But whatever it was, Jesus expected them to come back. That's why he says, weren't there 10 that were cleansed? Where are the 9? Perhaps they may be like so many people today. They need to learn to be thankful. May God help us then to be a thankful people. So again, never take our blessings for granted. We are not entitled to anything. Everything that we get is because God loves us and God cares for us. It's not because we are so good ourselves, but it's because he's a good God. That's why, again, the Bible talks about every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father above. Let us be a thankful people. So when Brother Darrell leads the song, as he led tonight, thank you, Lord. Let us not just say those words, but let us say it with the right spirit and right attitude, that we are truly appreciative of what God has done for us, because he's God that loves us so, that he blesses us, as I say, 1,000 times over, more than what we deserve, because we don't deserve not one blessing. Let us learn to be thankful. While we stand now, if anyone needs to respond, we want to encourage you to come.